Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
Go. Now we got the microphone finally on. Well, welcome aboard the program. What the hell's going on here already this morning? I don't know. But welcome aboard the Freedom for All Network. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. If we can make it that far, God almighty, I'm tired of connection problems and this problem and that problem, microphone problems. Ugh. But anyway, I'm here, you're here. And we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom for everyone, not just this group, but organization. I'm never going to let up on them. I never will. They are a mess terrorist organization. So we've been doing now in Wisconsin, which we're going to cover that. And we're going to cover out why these people are being shot. Now, I got a theory. And I want to cover that with you. The RNC convention kicks off at a. I didn't really watch too much of. I didn't watch any of it live of the DNC one. I mean, I wasn't even going to come close to tuning in. But I did see video clips of it. And I mean, you could tell how the so called host. Had nothing but pre-taped videos. Nobody was speaking live. And they were speaking live. It was on Zoom, and it was so fake and phony, and there was nothing. They gave you no reason to vote for Joe Biden. All they said was, don't vote for Donald Trump. Well, you know, the RNC convention not only gave a reason to vote for Donald Trump, because see, that's the whole reason of these conventions is to, well, sell the nominee. So we're going to cover the RNC convention and the criticism that was given. And by people on the right. It's like, where's your head? Where's Why? How? Why are you not thinking clearly? I don't know. I have no idea. But is the Rocket Man dead? I mean, Kim Jong-un? Is he dead? Has he been dead? Oh, well, he's been in a coma for months. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we're going to cover why these regimes never want to let you know when their so-called leader, their dictator, why they're sick and when they're dead. We're going to cover that. We're going to cover why they do that. And it's not to protect anybody but themselves. So we're going to cover that. And now we got a bra. Is racist. A racist bra. A brassiere for women. That's a God, real story. That is a real story. We got a radio host now, fired. fired because of what he said about Kamala Harris. Well, we're going to cover that, too, because this is getting ridiculous. I mean, this cancel culture, I mean, they're canceling everything. I mean, what can't be canceled today? What can't be labeled racist? What can't be labeled offensive? I mean, enough, people, enough. And the NFL, we're going to cover this coronavirus, man, because it's getting... If you haven't been paying attention, I knew this all of this lockdown and mask wearing. I picked up on that very, very early on going, hey, wait a minute. You know, at first, serious in freaking months, and now it looks like it's going to last even longer. And if Joe Biden gets in, it's going to last even longer than that. But it didn't take me very long to realize, wait a minute, something, you know, these numbers aren't adding up here. Something ain't right. Well, more and more people are waking up to it, and more people are rebelling, and rightfully so. And it's not just the United States. It's not just the United States that are saying we've had enough. People all over the world. Well, the NFL had their players tested and a lot of false positive tests. Well, the NFL is demanding now we want an investigation. So you're going to let the laboratory who screwed the test, these tests, first of all, we got people that haven't even taken the test, and they're showing positive. Now, how's that? How can that be? Well, they sign up for the test. They don't go through with the test because the lines are so long, and they got things to do, like go to work or live their life. And then they get a call. Yep, you tested positive. Yep, you sure did. What do you mean? How did I test positive? I didn't even take the test. Well, you did. You tested positive. You got to be quarantined. Everybody's showing positive. Anybody who takes the test, oh, you're positive, because they want these numbers to be up. They want these death numbers to be up. Catastrophe. Always have to have some doomsday scenario. Oh, we've got 9 years left till the planet is going to be destroyed if we don't go back to the... I remember in the 80s, Ted Danson. Oh, we got 10 years left. We're done. The planet's over in 10 years. That was in the 80s. Jesus Christmas. They always have to have these doomsday scenarios. This what I call Chicken Little syndrome. The sky is always falling. And if we don't do something now, we're all going to die. Oh, coronavirus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We need leadership. Because Donald Trump fiddled. And from China and Europe. And, oh, xenophobic. Gets the car companies to start building all of these respirators, which nobody went without a respirator. And now we're the worldwide leader in respirators, and we're selling them all over. But no, Donald Trump fiddled. We need leadership. So we're going to cover the NFL false positive test, and we're also going to cover Van Morrison now is pissed off, and rightfully so, and he's trying to get musicians together and saying, hey, man, we need to start having concerts at full capacity. And look, if you don't feel comfortable of going to a show around other people, nobody's got a gun to your head. Nobody is forcing you to go to a concert. Nobody's got a gun to your head and making you go to a concert with other people. Nobody's forcing you. You must go to this ball game. If you don't feel comfortable, stay at home. But if you do feel comfortable, go out. So we're going to cover that. And good for Van Morrison. And hopefully it picks up on other musicians and other people, you know, because I think, you know, American people, we're getting tired. I mean, it's been 6 months or so now, almost 7 months now. where we've been having to wear a mask and we got all these restrictions and we got this and we got that and we're tired, which we never should have done it to begin with. We never should have done it to begin with. This whole thing would have been over with if we would have just, the only people that should have been quarantined are the very sick and the very old. And if you, okay, there's nothing wrong with adjusting to, you know, I had to adjust when I went to go visit my mom before she passed away. She was sick. And there, it's not a burden. It's not a problem. You just do it. So you can make adjustments, but the whole world should not have to suffer and adjust because of a few. If we'd have let this virus run its course, it would have been in and out and done with already. But no. Lockdown. Quarantine. Wear your mask. Well, I went into the stupid market yesterday, and that's what I call them, stupid markets. As soon as you walk into a supermarket, immediately people's brains just turn to mush. They forget that there's other people. They stop. Right there, right there in the middle. They got the end and looking at something that they've got, you know, displayed right there. Why do they got to put displays right there at the door when you walk in? It doesn't make any sense because they got a million other displays of the same freaking products all over the damn store. They block the aisles with all this crap. Oh, spontaneous buying. No, it's a supermarket. Relax. The people that go into an aisle, they got to block it. Nobody else is around. Nobody else is in the supermarket but them. And then they're going really, really slow, and they do it on purpose, and there's no room to go around them. And it's like, you know what? You could move over a little bit and, you know, and let people through because I don't have all day to wait for you. I hate people. That's why I call them stupid markets, because as soon as you walk in, people immediately can stupid. Ugh, it's irritating. But anyway, I forgot my mask because I had it. I was taking some cans back. And of course, the bins are always full, so you got to walk all the way around the store and go in and tell, well, I forgot it. The guy, sir, you need a mask. You need a mask. I mean, he was just like, I mean, just bugging out. And they got a security officer at the supermarket, which I don't think you really need, but, you know, whatever. I mean, the guy was acting like, I mean, I just, you know, murdered an entire family of six. I went, calm down. I said, the mask is over there where the bins are. I said, but we need to get these can bins empty. I said, could you tell him? He said, yeah, I'll tell him. And he just stood there. He wouldn't move. I walked a couple of times and I did. And I stared at him until he moved. He says, oh, I'll tell him. So I just stared at him, and I'm thinking, well, when are you going to tell him? I don't have all day to wait. Move your ass. There's no accountability anymore, no responsibility anymore. Nobody has to do their job, because if they get fired, all they got to do is sue. A customer service, there's no such thing as customer service anymore. Now, when I was in the car business, number one, you got caught lying to a customer just once. I know there's a lot of car dealerships that will lie, but when you're a reputable Ford dealership, yeah, they took it serious. You didn't lie to a customer, and if you did, you better have a pretty damn good reason, and you better make sure you don't get caught. They didn't if you were fired. You had to have product knowledge. If you didn't know the product, well, you couldn't work there. So they took it very seriously. And in sales, yeah, you need to, well, you need not only product knowledge, but, you know, you need respect for not only the customer, but respect for your job. And you have to take it serious. But nobody does anymore. And if you get fired, all you got to do is sue. That's all you got to do. I was fired. Yeah, because you weren't doing your job. Well, that's racist. And if you don't do your job quickly, now, you know, somebody's checkout, but the it's like, my God Almighty, I mean, how many Quaaludes did you take before you came to work? Move. Oh, you can't fire them, Bob, because they were moving too slow. Again, there's no accountability, no responsibility anymore, anywhere in this country. And if you do get caught, well, you blame somebody else. Blame Donald Trump, blame the Republicans, blame the climate change, blame COVID. According to AOC, all the violence in these cities are because, well, people are out of work because of COVID, and they just need a loaf of bread to feed. Like shooting them in the street, I guess, going to feed family for a week? Wow. Well, this is that mentality we have. And, you know, you blame the millennials. But you know what? Yeah, the millennials are at fault because they're nuts. But it was our generation that allowed the millennials to be millennials. We trained them. Or didn't train them, I should say. Or we actually trained them to be this way. So this is really our responsibility. It's our fault. We're the ones who allowed these kids to grow up this way. This is our fault. We need to take responsibility. We need to fix it. Well, anyway, Black Lives Matter, as I'm never going to let up on them, they are a domestic terrorist organization. They're not allowed to matter. Oh, it's just so much police brutality. Well, again, here's the numbers. Police brutality, I'm not buying it. White man is hunting the black man, not buying it. The numbers don't add up. 375 black people are murdered by white people every year versus 981 white people are murdered by black people every year. These are not cops. These are citizens. So how the white man is hunting the black man, I don't know. White men are shot 2-1 over cops. Well, that's because of percentages, and there's more white people in the country. But if you look at the per capita where black people are shot, okay, let's look at that per capita. Where more black people are shot by cops, they live in neighborhoods where there are no white men around. But again, you can't tell them that. Oh my God. You tell the truth in this country, it's racist. Oh, how dare you say something like that? How dare you say that more crime is committed by black people than white people? You don't have any proof. Yeah, I do. I got it right here. These are the FBI's numbers. They're not my numbers and they're not your numbers. You don't get to tell the FBI that their numbers are wrong. Who the hell are you? You sit at home and watch your MSNBC and CNN and your evening news, and now you've got all the information? You're that learned? You're an idiot. Oh, but I saw it on a Facebook post. It was from Yahoo News. Oh. 60% of robberies are committed by black people. Every percent. That's a lot. 53% of all murders are committed by black people. That's a majority. So the Black Lives Matter movement is based on a false premise. And if you notice, all the systemic racism and police brutality are only in Democrat-run cities, and they have been run by Democrats for decades. That might tell you a little something-something. It should, but it won't. Somehow they'll turn it around. It's the Republicans' fault. It's the Trump supporters' fault. It's Donald Trump. It's George Bush, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and oh my God, now it's Tucker. Is everybody? All right. Like teachers. I mean, you talk to kids today and you listen to what they what comes out of their mouths, and you're like, where the hell did you learn that? Well, they learned it in school. But yet, teachers, they don't want to go to work because, oh, I'm afraid of getting COVID, but pay me. Well, wait a minute. What about the guy who can't go to work at a deli or this or a plant or wherever he's at? He doesn't get paid, but you're a teacher and you deserve to get paid for not wanting to go to work? No. You don't go to work, you don't get paid. And they always want a raise. Well, you want to raise teachers? Well, then, you know, stop indoctrinating your students and start educating them. Because I do speak to these kids and they're stupid. And you can't get stupid on your own. Stupid is a learned behavior. You have to be taught stupid. What is stupid? First, it starts with ignorance. What is ignorance? Well, ignorant simply means lack of knowledge. That's all it means. I don't know any other meaning of the word ignorant other than lack of knowledge. Everybody's ignorant of something. Everybody. I'm completely ignorant on how to perform brain surgery. I couldn't tell you how to do it. Wouldn't even know where to start. I'm ignorant of brain surgery. And then you have intelligence. Most people think by just simply having information, you're intelligent. No, 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 no. Intelligence does not mean simply having information. Intelligence means having accurate information. Stupid means you have that accurate information but refuse to use it or accept it, like people here refuse to accept that people are killed by black people 3-1. And black people say whatever you want to, but more crimes are committed by black people than white people. And cops do kill more white people than black people. And all the systemic racism and police brutality are in Democrat-run cities, not Republican-run cities. It's just not there. So these kids that refuse to accept the truth, they are stupid because they were taught stupid. They were taught not to believe these numbers. They were taught not to believe the truth. That makes them stupid. That makes them stupid. So, yeah, teachers, you want a raise? Oh, earn it. You don't get a raise. Oh, we work. If you're really working, you might find another pay. Don't give me this. We work so hard. And, yeah, we know that there are some teachers that do that. But for the most part, we're all really, really good. Really. See, again. Nobody ever wants to take responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always those other guys. Never me. I'm not the one indoctrinating the students. No. It's those other guys. And they're very few, and they make us all look bad. Well, you know, if the good teachers were really that good, maybe they would do something to, I don't know, weed out the bad teachers. But no, they don't. No, they don't. Just like all the good cops, they refuse to weed out the bad cops. Oh, can't narc on them. Doctors, same way. Patient, we can't weed out the bad guys. We don't want to be a bad. So we let the bad guy continue and make everybody look bad. Look, if you got a bad cop, you got a bad teacher, you got a bad doctor, you got a bad garbage man, you got a bad Walmart greeter, it doesn't really matter what your occupation is. If they're bad, you know they're bad. Well, then, you know, the good needs to step up and get rid of them. You know? We got to start learning how to clean up our own house. Otherwise, it's a pigsty. It's filth. And then we got nothing but problems, and then the problem gets so big that you can't fix it, no matter what you do. But the RNC convention now, stark difference. I mean, and I was when the last week when the DNC convention was on, and you know, and I'd watch a few videos the next morning because I wasn't going to tune in and just, oh no way, I wouldn't be able to stomach it. But I'm talking to my little brother, and I'm saying, I mean, this looks like amateur hour. And they were bragging that, oh, Democrats are the masters of technology, and they've got Hollywood, and, oh, it was a phenomenal, what? No, it was not a very well-produced production at all. It was not done very well at all. There was no direction. There was no real theme other than Donald Trump. For a little bit of that. But you also have to cover of what makes your nominee worthy of voting for. But they didn't do it. They didn't give any reason to vote for Joe Biden other than Trump is a racist, which there's no proof whatsoever of him ever being racist, but you know, the left, they'll tell you, oh, he said this and he said that. Really? Where? When? Well, he said it. It's common knowledge. No. Nancy Pelosi came out and said that Donald Trump said this when he didn't. Oh, he called all immigrants animals. Well, no, he didn't. Nancy Pelosi said that. Not Donald Trump. Not Donald Trump. The only thing is, you know, these people that have stupid. They reject the truth immediately. They're like Pavlov's dog. As soon as they hear any kind of truth, logic, or reasoning, immediately, boom, their body rejects it. They have been programmed their entire life from the television. I watch very little television. I don't even have a television in my house. I don't have one of them. Not one television. If I do watch anything, I watch it online. I want to watch sports, but there are no sports. And baseball anymore has really just... baseball's not fun to watch anymore. And it's sad because there was nothing like, you know, watching a ball game, man. Especially on a Saturday afternoon. And watch ball game. It's not fun anymore. There's no fun in it anymore. Everything social justice this, social justice that, and these rules. You can't walk a batter. You can't do this. You can't argue with the umpire. You can't. It's just. Ugh. Come on, man. Let them play. Well, getting back to the convention. This Chris Wallace, which I wish would just please shut up. Just please. Never like ever, 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 ever. I never liked it. I never liked his old man all that much either. He was a smart ass. I don't like that. You know, just come news and shut up. That's all you got to do. Now, if you want to have an opinionated show, I mean, you know, you shows like Katie and my girl Laura, whatever. Fine, that's you can say whatever you want. That's different. But when you're delivering the news, you're supposed to deliver news. Your opinion's out. I don't want to hear your opinion. I just want to hear the facts. I don't want your opinion. Opinion is meaningless. Absolutely meaningless. It's going to change my way of thinking. I disagree with them, but I have their show, and they have their opinion. I can follow everything that they say. Say it. Find it on your own. I mean, you're selling them. to say, this is the guy to vote for. And that's what he did. The criticism, oh, it said he's a builder, a visionary, the richest man in the world, the guardian of America, the big of Western civilization. Well, yeah. All those are, well, true. I believe, anyway. And yeah, he is a builder. He is a visionary. I don't understand this concept of America first is somehow racist. How is America first a bad thing? We got to think of America first. I just, honest to God, I cannot figure out how America first is bad. Make America great again. I don't understand. How is that? Before Donald Trump came along, people would say, oh, America is the greatest country in the world. And then people would say, no, it's not. Oh, we're the last in math. We're the last in this. We're the this. We're the that. Donald Trump. Great again. And that somehow, it's a bad thing. Of wanting to make your country the best in the world. How, what? Be wanting to make our country the worst in the world? Let's take away more jobs. Let's bring poverty. Let's increase the soup lines. Let's increase crime. Is that what the Democrats want? Well, see, the Democrats weren't intelligent enough to come up with something that good. And so that's why they're criticized. But a builder, a visionary. So? Don't you think that's a good thing? I do. I think that's a really good thing. We're getting rid of all these endless wars. He is actually putting more peace on earth than any president in our history. Ever. He's ending war. He's bringing peace and prosperity. But somehow that's a bad thing? That's racist? It's horrible? What is wrong with your brain? Why is it not working properly? If this is what you're thinking? They typically adopt platforms at the conventions every 4 years, articulating their policy priorities. And core beliefs, the Republicans in 2020. Yeah, if you watched anything last night, yeah. They were talking about policy and core beliefs. They were talking about their policies and core beliefs. Yeah, there were a lot that were praising Donald Trump. So what? Herschel Walker was praising Donald Trump. Because he was countering the left and all the black people that think he's racist. And he said, no, I've been friends with Donald Trump. And have that black man come out and say, I've been his friend for 37 years? If he was racist? So, yeah. There had to be a few people come in on the defensive to prove that this left-wing notion that Donald Trump is such a bad person and racist is just simply not true. But they did promote other candidates running. They did promote all the all the jobs and all of the things that Trump has done in the last 4 years with trade, getting rid of war, jobs. Your janitors, he had a custodian on last night. Your police officers, supporting these people. Really the backbone of America. Because without these people, the rich people, they're not going to do all these jobs themselves. So somebody's got to do it. So yeah, those are the core beliefs of the Republican Party. And the Republican Party, like this show, is something for everybody. Not just this group, not just that group, but every group. That's the core belief. So this criticism of the convention last night, reruns the Democrat convention or something? I mean, but instead, the reason over the weekend stating simply that it enthusiastically supports President Trump. If you're not going to support the nominee, what's the point of having a convention like the DNC did? Because nobody in the Democrat Party is really supporting Joe Biden. Nobody's enthused. Nobody is enthused about Joe Biden. There's no enthusiasm. There's no, get out the vote. Oh, Joe Biden. Oh, he's going to make things better. Oh, God, we love Joe. No. There's none of that. The president is a nominee. You've got to sell him. You've got to sell the reason why vote for him. If all you're going to do is go out there and say, don't vote for Joe, okay, well then who do I vote for? And that's what the Democrats did. They said, don't vote for Trump. All right, then who do I vote for? I mean, I don't understand this criticism. And their platform has and will continue to enthusiastically support the president's America First agenda. Oh my God, isn't that horrible? Again, what is wrong with America? Why is it such a bad thing to be proud of your country? Why is that such a bad thing to be proud of your country? Yes, it's that. It's racist and it's horrible. So Trump comes along and says, okay, we're going to make it great again. Got black people, the lowest unemployment ever. Lowest unemployment ever. Women got their unemployment the lowest ever. He's out there helping black and Hispanic folks, helping their businesses thrive and grow, prosper, build. Somehow that's worse. And they know it. So they just stand there and make our lives miserable. Well, the American people are waking up. They're seeing this. And if they go to Donald Trump, Donald Trump is going to come pretty damn close. California is getting – people are upset in California. One, because their governor and all the governors beforehand – have bankrupted that state. They're draining more and more money. And what are they doing with the money? Well, they're putting it in somebody's pocket but it's not going into the community, not going into the state, not helping anybody, not helping any citizen. You got you gotta go to jail. You're not wearing a mask, you COVID spreader. You gotta go to jail. But if you're a rapist or a drug addict, you know, you commit assault and murder, well, we gotta let you out because we don't want you to get COVID. So they let these people out with nowhere to go, no home. They're roaming the streets, spreading COVID everywhere, defecating, urinating all over the street, dropping their drug needles everywhere. Well, this is what Californians are getting sick and tired of. They're also getting sick and tired of the taxes going through the roof. Bankrupt. Well, people who live in California are tired. They are tired of it. And if you saw on 4th of July, all the Californians with the fireworks, and those weren't, you know, your little sparklers. No, these were big fireworks. And it was, I'd say, God, probably maybe a mile or two wide. Probably more than that. And I don't know how many miles long it was. And it showed how many people, they were all doing it at once. It wasn't coordinated. People just did it. They were launching off their fireworks. It was the most beautiful firework I think I've ever seen. Their governor, the bankrupt in the state, and they keep raising more and more taxes. Hollywood, there's nobody. These so-called, you know, actors and superstars, they don't live in California anymore. Of course they don't. Why should they? They've got to pay tax. Democrats don't want to pay tax, but they want you to pay their tax. They want you to pay tax, but they don't want to pay it. So they don't live in Hollywood anymore. They don't live there anymore. See, this is another thing. And people are leaving all over. People are leaving Seattle, going into Idaho and South Dakota. They're going all over the place. Texas? Wait a minute. You are people that voted for all this stuff for decades after decades. You say and you fix it. But no, they vote for it, they break it, and then instead of staying there and cleaning up the mess that they've created, no, they leave and let somebody else clean up their mess. Well, I think these states ought to say, no. You're going to destroy your own state? You don't get to move into our state. No. You stay there and clean it up. But, I mean, that'll never happen. But, I mean, good Lord. Well, California's upset. And there's a lot of Republicans in California. I'm in New York. If it wasn't for New York City, I mean, most of upstate New York is red. At least half of Long Island is red. Where I live here in Deer Park, it's pretty red. Believe it or not. It's actually a lot redder than you think. And, yeah, we do got a lot of black people live here. We got a lot of this neighborhood that I live in across the street. I mean, this whole street, this whole area that I live in is the most diverse neighborhood I've ever been in. You've got every flavor of human being right here on this street. And, yeah, it's a lot redder than you think. Staten Island has always been pretty much. Now, parts of the Bronx, yeah, they're always going to be Democrat just to be Democrat. That's why they vote for AOC. But there's parts in Queens and in Brooklyn that are like, wait a minute. We're tired of this. Manhattan, we're tired of this. They're upset at their mayor because he's a flake. They're tired of the crime. New York City, I mean, it was, oh, my God, going into Manhattan.
Going into the
I love going into in New York City. I haven't been there in a while because of the Black Lives Matter. Is I mean, it was clean. It was fun to go to. You felt safe. You weren't worried. Now, no, nobody wants to go into New York City now. Well, people that live there, they don't want to live in that kind of crime and that filth. They don't want to live in that anymore, and they're tired of it. People that are planning are people that, well, voted against Trump in 2016. People are waking up, going, wait a minute. All of these problems are only in Democrat-run cities. How can that be? Wait a minute. Maybe it might be time for a change? Yeah. Video of the cop shooting the guy. And my takeaway was, I mean, it almost seems, and I've seen this before, it almost seems like these black people are trying to, I don't know if that's really what's going on in their head. I'm just hypothesizing by what I see. So it's not an actual fact. It is my opinion, but it looks to me like they're trying to martyr them in their name. Riot for me. I don't know. Maybe it's suicide by cop, or they want to martyr themselves. They want attention. They want this. They want that. Or maybe the guy was on so many drugs, he probably didn't even hear the cop. I mean, who knows? But he did open up the door, and it looked like he reached down and tried to grab something. Well, I mean, the cops were chasing him. He had a gun to his head, and the guy just refused to acknowledge him. So what this guy was doing, I don't know. But he is going to survive, and that's good. But my criticism towards the police on this is, why haven't you released your body cams yet? Because I bet you that's going to tell a completely different story. If they would leave those body cams early, basically the same day as the other videos, it would have quelled. I mean, they might have rioted for a little bit, but it never would have been as big as it is. Never would have been as big. Because if you watch that George Floyd video, look, if I'm a juror and I watch that video, I can't convict murder. I can't do that one. The guy was heavily on something, but we found out later it's fentanyl, and he had marijuana, and he had amphetamine, and this and that. I mean, the guy was, I mean, he had a whole freaking pharmacy inside him. How he was even able to speak is mind-boggling. But he was just sitting there. He was able to breathe. Everything was fine until the cop comes up, and then all of a sudden, now I can't breathe. Now he's got all these problems. He starts bugging out. Well, with all the drugs in his system, gave himself a panic attack, which gave himself a heart attack. The guy OD'd. There's no way I can convict murder. I can't. There's no way. If you watch the body cam videos of the police officers with George Floyd, I cannot convict murder with that. You got to watch the whole story. So cops, I mean, seriously, knock it off. Release these videos early. It's almost like they want to have these riots. Why? Why do we want to have rioting in the streets, man? Why do we want to have more of this? I don't know. I have no idea. But release these videos. I bet the cops release a video from what happened in Wisconsin, then you're going to see, oh, okay, a little different story now. Well, cops, I got to blame you. I got to blame the police for all the rioting after George Floyd. I got to blame the police department for not releasing those videos. Don't give me this crap. Oh, it's under investigation. It does not take you two goddamn months to investigate videotape. It took me from the time that just to watch it, you could tell what was going on. You know, so I'm going to have to put a police department in Minnesota for causing all of this. You could have released a video immediately, and it would have stopped it all. But no, 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 no. We want more chaos in the streets. Why? You think that's going to get people to vote for Joe Biden and vote Donald Trump out of office because of chaos in the streets? It's actually having the reverse effect. More people are going to vote for Donald Trump to get rid of this crap because people are tired of it. They're tired of the rioting and the looting. Nobody wants that crap in their city. What the hell, man? Nobody wants to live in a city that's on fire constantly. In Denver, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And we saw the video of the one cop getting hit in the head with a brick. I'm sorry, you get hit in the head with a brick, you could die from that. That's attempted murder. Well, they brought in the National Guard. Well, the National Guard obviously didn't do very much because they rioted again and burned more stuff down last night. The other night, they burned a car lot. How is that? What is that? I don't understand. What are you trying to say when you're burning down a car lot? How is burning down a car lot going to get people to, well, sympathize with whatever it is that you are demanding or want? Are you with you when you're in a down? Well, see, that's called terrorism. And terrorism is intimidation through violence. They think that they do enough violence, people will be like, oh, man, I better comply with them. Otherwise, you know, they'll burn my house down and they'll attack me. So I'm going to comply with them. Black Lives Matter! Well, it doesn't work. It might work in some countries, but it doesn't work for very long, even in the Middle East. Even in the Middle East, people get tired of terrorism. And there's a lot of people in the Middle East that do fight terrorism. So it's not like everybody's a terrorist. There's a lot. There's a lot. But there's a lot that fight against it. Well, in America, we're talking about, they burned a correction facility. And they were going down into the suburbs. Where's that story at? They were going down in the suburbs, and people of Wisconsin, well, they got out of their homes and they started firing warning shots. Well, then the terrorists left. Well, it's only going to be a matter of time. They're going to be going up and down these residential areas, and these guys coming out of their house are not going to be firing warning shots. They're going to be aiming and firing and hitting and killing. But then we're going to have to arrest the homeowner for defending his man. Illegal use of firearm. For his family, is it illegal use of a firearm? Well, apparently so, with that couple, I think it was in St. Louis. Well, they've been formally charged now because they stood outside in front of their house after these terrorists, and that's what they terrorists. I'm not going to call them protesters because they're not protesting. They're terrorizing. They broke the gate, came into this community, terrorizing the neighborhood. Well, they came out and flashed a gun. And the other guy, there was another terrorist that had a gun. Well, they stood their ground and defended their home. But they get charged, but the rioters, the looters, the terrorists, out. Well, he's already out on bail. Gee, I'm surprised it took that long. Somebody like that, you don't know terrorism and stuff like that. What's going on? You don't get bail. You don't get bail. They need to put these terrorists in these black sites and ship them all straight to Guantanamo. That's what Guantanamo Bay prison is for. It's for terrorists. We need to start putting these people there. So you want to go ahead and you want to terrorize the streets? Well, you're going to Gitmo. You don't like it? Well, then don't terrorize the streets. Oh, but we believe in Black Lives Matter and social justice, and you people are racist. How many buildings, how many stores were looted with Martin Luther King when he was protesting? How many buildings did he order to be burnt? How many businesses did he order to be looted? How many people were beaten in the street to get people to sympathize with what he was protesting for? How many is what I'd like to know? Well, I can give you the answer. Zero. Now, it took many years, but Martin Luther King did advance. He did make advances. He did win over the hearts and minds of a lot of people. And he did it with being buildings, throwing bricks at cops and fireworks, looting, burning car lots, burning cop cars, terrorizing neighborhoods, going down the street in the middle of the night with loudspeakers and attacking because of white people. Said, oh, you've never been oppressed a day in your life. Well, neither have you. Don't give me this nonsense that you've been oppressed. These are spoiled little brats. They went to college, and their college professors, again, taught them stupid. Well, in order to be taught stupid, you need to have a weak and feeble mind. You got a strong mind, and someone tries to teach you stupid, you're like, no. Well, I've rejected it. I went to college too. It is the same way. I didn't buy that nonsense, and I wasn't going to buy into it. I'm not that easily influenced. People don't influence me. They never have. I don't get influenced by people. I get influenced by, well, whatever it is. Does it make sense or does it not? I get influenced. Do I like what this song says? Do I like this? Do I like doing that? Do I like doing this? That influences me. Project that I'm working on, that influences me. Coming on the radio here, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m., that influences me. Because what I'm doing, I don't get influenced. Talk everything that they say? And just go along with whatever they say. I'm just going to go along with it. Because they influence me? Well, you might have some good things to say, and I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to agree with it. And more often than not, I've already probably upset it several times. But you can't let people dictate how you think and how you – you've got to decide for yourself how you want to think and how you feel. You've got to make that. No one can make that decision but you. Nobody can tell you how to think and how to feel but you. You're the only one. But see, people don't want that. They don't want that responsibility. That's why they let the government just tell them how to think and how to feel. So, government told you to do it, and I did it. So, you know, it wasn't my fault. Blame the government. Oh, I'm just following orders. I'm just doing what I'm told to do. It's not my fault. That's why I can't stand that police chief in Seattle. Oh, I'm just following orders. Really? Oh, wait a minute. Your prime fiduciary responsibility is to, well, protect and serve the community. Now, yeah, you do have to follow some orders of the mayor. But one thing we learned in the Navy, if you were given an order that is unconstitutional, immoral, or just wrong, but you have an obligation to disobey the order. Because you're given an order doesn't mean that you necessarily have to follow it. But if you're not going to follow it, you better have a damn good reason of why you're not following that order. You better be able to back it up. You can't just say, oh, well, I found it racist. No, no, you need to have a legitimate reason. Well, there was a legitimate reason for this police chief in Seattle to disobey an order of allowing these terrorists to take over a freaking police precinct. If you don't understand the reasons why, you shouldn't be in the conversation. You don't give up your police precinct to terrorists. We do not give in terrorism. Period. She didn't fight to keep her precinct. And then once they took it over, she didn't fight one ounce to get it back. Oh, but she'd make a speech, say, well, it wasn't my fault. I was just following orders. And then she'd come out and go, enough is enough. Oh, enough is enough. We need our city back. Well, you know, you're not going to get your city back if you're not going to do anything. And now she wants to resign because she wanted to, well, lower the budget for the police by 25% and the city council voted to lower it by 50. Well, what kind of a police chief wants to lower the police budget by 25%? All right, I'm going to lower your budget by 25%. You should have been fired. My God in heaven, I mean, the police union should have been absolutely up in arms when that police chief said, yep, give up the police precinct to the terrorists. Every cop should have walked off the job. How you give that woman any respect, I don't know. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, she did such a great job. And, oh, she was so strong. And we support her. If she's resigning, we support. No, I do not support her. Not one ounce. I can't support somebody that is going to allow terrorists to take over their police precinct and force the mayor to fire her. Now, if she'd have done that, that would have been strength. That she would have the majority of the American people behind her back. She'd have the American people behind her. I'm just sick and I hate that excuse. I'm just doing my job. Just following orders. Just doing what I'm told. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Well, that's why we have the problems we have today. You do have the right to disobey a direct order if that order is unconstitutional, immoral, or just wrong. That's not only a right you have, that's an obligation. That's a fiduciary responsibility party. Do not give up your party to Paris. When they do take it over, you do absolutely nothing to get it back. But you give a speech and saying, oh, enough is enough. Oh, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough was enough day one. My God. But when the terrorists came into the mayor's neighborhood, guess what happened? Well, all went away real quick. Boom, done. And the mayor of Chicago, yo, you can riot and loot and protest and destroy property and vandalize all you want to. You just can't do it on my street. And if you do, you go to jail. So it's okay to destroy somebody's business that they, you know, spent their whole life savings, their whole life. Destroy it. No problem. You get arrested or nothing. But you can't come and protest on my street. Now, if the people in Chicago can't see what's wrong with that, well, then, people of Chicago, you deserve it. As far as I'm concerned, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Kansas City, Atlanta, New York City, places that have all of this violence, you deserve it. I'm sorry, people, but you deserve it. You voted for it. You people have been voting for this crap for decades. And now it finally comes to fruition, and now you want to complain? No. Now you want to move to a red state? So you can pollute that like you did your other state? No. No. And you've got no complaint whatsoever. I don't want to hear anybody. And I love Seattle. I grew up in Washington State, right across the river from Portland, Oregon. So I know Portland, Oregon very well, and I know Seattle very well. Both very pretty cities, by the way. Please. And Portland has got a lot of nice things to offer. Seattle has a lot to offer. That entire Puget Sound area, beautiful, gorgeous. But these people have been voting for this for decades. They voted for it. They're asking for it. I'm sorry, but, you know, what's that old phrase? Be careful what you ask for because you might just get it. Well, they got it. All these cities, you don't get to complain. You do not, in Chicago, you do not, especially Chicago, for the love of God. I mean, just last weekend, we had like over 40-some shot, 5 dead. You people do not get to complain. You have no right to complain. You do not have the right to complain of what's going on in your cities. You voted for it. You have been promoting it. You have been asking for it for decades. So the only ones that can fix it are you. You broke it. Now you fix it. And the only way to fix it is you got to go into the voting booth and start voting for better candidates. But run for office. Oh, I don't want to run because I'm a Republican. I don't want to run. I'll never win. Well, you're never going to win if you don't run. Just like the lotto. You're never going to win if you don't play. We need to start getting some of these candidates. And if that candidate is you, you need to get your ass down there and register and start running for office. Start running for office. I want to run for office. I really do. I should. But, see, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of rich friends. I don't have any rich friends, to be honest with you. I got a mind. I know my Constitution. I got my Constitution right here. You can hear it. You know that? That's one of the last remaining copies of this document. The government has made it. I get it. Nothing from their fingers. You want it? It's in here. You can't take it away. But I know the Constitution. I read it all the time. I'm not Mr. Joe Constitution scholar. No, I am not. But the beauty of the document is is the document was written for the common man, so the common man can read it and understand it. And anytime you got a question, all you got to do is, well, go to it, read it, and you get the answer. It's pretty simple. I refer to this Constitution all the time. And every time I read the Constitution, every time I'm looking for one thing, I find something else, and I learn something every single time I pick that document up. The document is for you. It is for me. It is for us. It is for everybody. It is written for the common man. And if you read anything that Madison ever wrote, how this man was able to write so you can ask. Read the Federalist Papers. My God, this guy goes bup, 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 bup. And Hamilton wasn't much better with it. I mean, it's a very hard read. The Federalist Papers are a very, very hard read. You know, just get to the freaking point, would you please? That's what I love about the Constitution. It goes boom, right to the point. Here it is. This is that. That is this. There's no going on. So the document is written for us so the common man can understand it. But the problem is they don't teach the Constitution. They don't teach it in school. That's obvious. That's clearly obvious. They certainly don't teach it in college. And if they do, well, it's racist. It's homophobic. It is misogynist. Freedom will never go out of date. And that's what the document is all about. The document is about freedom. That's what that was the whole purpose of going to war with the British. That was the whole purpose of the Declaration of Independence. That was the whole purpose of coming up with the Constitution. The whole purpose of coming up with the Bill of Rights. Everything in this document is in there for a reason. Except for the 17th Amendment, which, you know, that's actually in there for a reason, too. Is so the Democrats can have more power. We definitely need to really get rid of that. How representatives represent the people, you, me, us. The people. The Senate represents the state. That's how they came up with the government. The government was, you know, the states. They got rights. And so do the people. Well, if you think about it, by having the 17th Amendment, that just destroys the entire 10th Amendment. How can you have states' rights when you got no one to fight for you? The Senate can't fight for you because the Senate no more defends the states. They, you know, they're just another representative. The Senate is supposed to represent the states. That's why the states got to pick the senators. The state legislature is not being represented. The states are not being represented with the Senate. So what's the point? It doesn't make any sense to me. I understood that. But that was done, well, so Democrats could have more power. In a lot of cases, it does work. That's why do you think they want Washington, D.C. to become a state? Why do you think so? Well, so Democrats can get what, about 3-4 more representatives? More senators? Why do you think? Why do you think? And this notion, this anchor baby crap, oh, just because you're born in the United States, automatically you're a citizen. No, you are not. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. I know this verbatim. I don't need to look at my document. I know it. They're missing six very important words. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Meaning, that if your parents are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, not only are they not citizens, but neither are you. And that's what this whole thing is with Kamala Harris. Her parents were not citizens of the United States. Therefore, she's not a citizen. In late 1980s and early 1990s, Democrats get more votes. If you're born in the United States, automatically you're a citizen. No, you are not. The 14th Amendment does not say that. But politicians will argue that only to get more votes. And that's it. I'm so sick and tired of politicians completely misconstruing the Constitution simply for a vote. The Constitution is pretty cut and dry. If you have to interpret the Constitution, that means you do not understand what you are reading. If you have to interpret something, it means you don't understand it. There's no interpretation. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof is clear, plain and simple. Number two, shall not be infringed. There's nothing to interpret. Nothing. There's nothing to interpret. It's clear. Oh, but. Yeah, but. What are you, a Model T? But. Shut up! Oh, Lord, listen. Well, I wanted to get into a whole bunch of other stuff, but I got about 5 minutes left. But I want to cover this because this is just, this is nuts. Nuts. Nuts, I tell you, nuts. They got a bra now. People complained. This woman complained because the name of the bra. Some of this racist. This dingbat, 29 years old. I'm not going to read her name because she's an idiot. She doesn't deserve any recognition other than she's stupid. Complained to a store that I saw it about 2 weeks ago after George Floyd's death, and it was particularly raw to see at that time. Why not call it cocoa, caramel, or chocolate? Sweet dessert items. But they use tobacco. I was shocked when I saw it. It's hurtful to me and my friends. Hurtful. Walk around just wearing their bra. It's covered by another shirt of sorts, a blouse or whatever the hell you call it, or a dress or whatever. If a young girl who was already uncomfortable with the color of her skin sees it, she will be feeling even more alienated. Wait a minute. What are you? What do you mean? If a young girl sees this bra and is told the color is tobacco, and she's already uncomfortable with the color of her skin? If you're uncomfortable with the color of your skin, jump off a bridge. I'm sorry, but you're worthless. How can you be uncomfortable with the color of your skin, the way you were born? Which a lot of people believe that God intended you to be born this particular color, whether you believe in God or not. Nature gave you this color. Why? I don't know. I don't care. But you were born with this particular color. So what? And if you're uncomfortable with it, get rid of yourself because you're worthless. I don't buy that. You're uncomfortable with your skin, and now you're going to be even more alienated? Okay, well, if you're really that uncomfortable with your skin color, which I just find that a total cop-out, and you're so uncomfortable with the color name tobacco, what the hell are you buying a bra? You can't buy another color bra? You can't go down the aisle and say, no, I don't, I'm not going to buy this color. I want to buy a black one or a white one or a red or a blue or green or whatever color you want. Bras come in every freaking color. So why do you have to buy this particular bra and make yourself even more uncomfortable, feel more alienated from a bra? This is the mentality of our today, folks. This is the mentality. This is what we're up against. So yeah, it is extremely important that we get back the House, we keep the Senate, and we keep the White House. It is extremely important. Donald Trump. Everybody listening here today, I think those in our archives and those that were in the queue today, we'll be back here Thursday morning at 10 a.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays, and again on Fridays at 8 p.m. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you back here Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody!